Sunday with Miriam on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Travel Department. Explore the wonder of the world's most iconic sites with Travel Department, the world discovered together.
Well, the Hot House Flowers celebrated 40 years together this year, and there's no stopping them. They have a few more gigs still to come before the end of the year, and then a big trip to Australia and New Zealand before more gigs back home in April. Liam O'Mainley, Fiacno Brainon, August Peter O'Toole. Great to see you all. Thanks so much for coming in this morning. Breakfast, and we're going to chat in a moment. But first, this is a Hot House Flowers favourite. It'll be easier in the morning. I still adore that song. Liam Fiacna and Peter, you sound as good as ever. 40 years, it's a long time putting up with each other, but you look very happy together.
Yeah.
Correct, Liam?
We are, you know. I think we all feel so privileged to make music and to have been in each other's lives for so long, through thick and thin. You know, you learn about people, and music is a glue that can bring you through things that maybe nothing else might.
It's actually a beautiful manifestation of brotherhood and male friendship. That's what I think.
Yeah, it's a men's group.
And the secret to staying well and getting on together?
Yeah, well, I think the secret is not to see each other all the time. You know, those gaps that we're not together are very important as opposed to ourselves. But when we are together, it becomes magical again. You know, it's... We're not extremely chatty people together, you know, as a threesome. But you know, we enjoy each other's company still, and we've lots of
We learn from each other too.
Yeah,
like just as
silence is golden.
Yeah,
and Fiacna is the silent one right now.
Yeah, I'm very quiet. The music, well, it is down. Like the music is ever searching, Miriam. You know,
yeah.
And that's I think really what keeps our curiosity alive and our minds and hearts and souls ticking, you know. We get on stage and we've come to a point where we know it's going to be something that's good for us. Mm-hmm. We don't necessarily know what direction it's going to take all the time, and it's always going to get to a beautiful destination at the end of it all, you know. So heading off to do a bunch of shows is a really exciting time.
Yeah, which is so good. Now, Liam, you're not long back from Japan. Tell me what you were doing there.
Oh, well, I was just thinking about Peter and Fiacna.
Longing for them.
Yeah, just howling. Mount Fuji. No, I'd actually had an exhibition of paintings there, and I met a gallery curator who said she has a gallery. And I said, oh, I paint. Would you be interested in putting on an exhibition? So that's still going on, actually, there. And... then I had a couple of gigs. There was a sort of like a winter tour run by Plankton, which is an agency over there, and they're mad about Irish music and tradition. So I was playing with a no drummer. The no theatre is a very, very specific Japanese style theatre, and the drum is played. There's like one beat every 30 seconds, you know. So you're not talking about dukka dukka dukka. You're just talking about duk. And the focus in that is pretty interesting. It's really, and there's a love that I mean, there's a great tradition of atonal kind of music. So I did some work with him and a dancer, also a guy from just outside of Tokyo, incredible young fella, who told a story through dance to the backdrop of a Shano song that I sang. And so that was what I was doing there. Yeah.
Sounds fascinating. And Fiacna, one of the gigs that's going to be really special in January is your Tradfest gig with Something Happens.
Yes.
I know yourself and Happens lead singer Tom Dunn, you've toured a lot together.
We have.
Will this be the two full bands on stage?
This will be
together?
The two full bands on stage. The Happens will play, we'll play, we will probably play together at some point. We're also going to be joined by Susan O'Neill. He's going to join us, and Steve Wall. And the Discovery Gospel Choir as well will be there as well. So it's going to be
really
a beautiful
special
night. And it's the first night of Tradfest, and it's a great festival. So yeah, the National Stadium on the 22nd of January.
Wow. And Peter, tell me about Australia and New Zealand. Is it all Irish people, I often wonder, who come to your gigs there? Or do you have a local fan base there too?
It's a mix of both, really. You know, when we went there originally, it was mainly Australian, New Zealand people. And there was a really nice tradition when we arrived that a group, I think Liam probably knew them, that a group of Aboriginal people would come and greet us and officially welcome us to the soil of Australia. So that was really amazing. It's a mix of people, you know, Irish and...
everybody else.
International people, yeah.
And obviously, Liam, there's a fusing of all sorts of influences, but trad music and trad singing, it's still key to the sound of the Hothouse Flowers. Does the current crop of young musicians coming through excite you? And will Burrafui?
Tá Burrafui, yeah, cínta. Tá badnís mú gaelge á lauert ag a dine.
Cínta.
You know, agus mass air. And they're like really brilliant young people doing it their way. But you know, traditional music and kill tradition to Taoginia, it's a great thing to have in a country, because it doesn't follow the norms of entertainment. It's not about that. It's something else. And yet, you know, there are livings to be made from it. But it when nobody was talking about it, it was still there. It's always been there. It's been backbone to my joy in life.
Agus fiacna Liam Lárlam fuí nollag. Is there a tradition that you both still love about Christmas time in Ireland, here in Dublin maybe, or also in the Gaeltacht communities you both know so well?
God, I mean, I find Christmas tricky, to be honest, Miriam. I find it, yeah, I've fallen out of love with it to some degree, because I think it's become all about economics and it puts a lot of pressure on people. Yeah, I don't want to be like a Grinch, but but I mean, I love seeing my youngest daughter. I love seeing the joy in her, you know, fascination. She's decorating her tree just the other day in her bedroom, and I love all that. But I think it's a tough time for people, you know. So it's something I think we're afraid of saying. I think people, you have to have a happy Christmas. Well, not everybody's having a happy Christmas. Yeah. And I think that's important, you know.
Yeah, it's not snow in Bethlehem at the moment, you know. It's blood.
Yeah.
I have, on the other hand, my tree goes up on the 1st of November, believe
me. Amazing.
So I'm the opposite.
You're the opposite of these
I'm
lads.
I'm fully aware that there's a lot of people having not so good Christmas, but in our house, we kind of just lift the house.
You go with it.
We lift it.
Well, listen, I have to give a shout out to the great Aidan Walsh as well, the master of the universe, who has about 16 Christmas trees in his house all year round.
So we
Aidan
love
Walsh,
him.
Master of the universe, respect.
Oh, we love it.
Happy Christmas, everyone. It is our time, but it's
there's always some kind of magic there as well. There's always sneaking away, grabbing time, and time seems to expand. Like you meet somebody and you go, come on, let's nip in here for one or two.
Yeah.
And it might be whatever it is, coffee or wine or and something.
I've been longing for that for about 30 years now. It's Christmas Eve in Dublin City having a pint, but it just hasn't happened in about 30 years. So we'll see.
Maybe this year.
Yeah, we'll see.
Never know. Well, Míle Buíochas Liv, Liam Fiacna agus Peter, the Hothouse Flowers, that Tradfest gig is on the 22nd of January in the National Stadium. And then you've lots more dates in April, including the Riverbank in Kildare, Door in Ennis and the Opera House in Wexford. And all the details are on hothouseflowers.com. Nollag, honey, you're going to sing for us again, which is such a treat. And this is Stand Beside Me.
One, two, three, four. He has been written
Lots of lovely reaction there to the Hothouse Flowers. Thanks for the memories, Hothouse Flowers, says Derek. And another says, I love the Hothouse Flowers. Saw them in the early days and saw them in recent days. Pure joy, spiritually uplifting and so healing.